Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meet this morning. The supervisors hold a public hearing on the county's Class C road ordinance. They'll hold another public hearing on the expansion of the Hinton Drainage District. This is intended to spread out the cost of a joint drainage project with the city of Hinton. There will also be a couple of action items brought by the county engineer for the supervisors' consideration. The Lamar City Council meets today. Their consent agenda includes a list of salary increases for fire rescue personnel for the 2024 fiscal year. Action items include second reading of the city sewer rate increase and second reading of the city library's Board of Trustee rules. The council will also consider a tax exemption request from a contractor seeking to build multifamily housing in the Prairie View addition. A Storm Lake teenager was charged Friday with solicitation to commit murder. Police say she attempted to hire a hitman on the parody website rentahitman.com. The website's webmaster reported that someone had visited the site on two occasions and had attempted to solicit the murder of a 7-year-old child in Storm Lake. Several details about the child were included in the solicitation request. Friday morning, an undercover police officer posed as a hitman and made contact with the suspect. The undercover officer confirmed with the suspect that the suspect wanted the target killed. Based on evidence obtained throughout the investigation, police believe the solicitation was a credible threat to the victim. The victim and the victim's family were not harmed and were unaware of the potential threat. A University of Iowa study finds people who have a blundering boss will give them a pass if that boss is older, but they'll judge more harshly if the boss is younger. Michelle Williams, a U of Iowa professor of management and entrepreneurship, co-authored the study that surveyed hundreds of professionals. It found workers are more willing to accept an incompetent boss who's older and more experienced, but they're less likely to tolerate the incompetence if the boss is younger.
When your boss is competent, age doesn't matter. If you're a younger boss and you've been promoted and you're doing a great job, people accept and respect you and think the performance system is fair. But when you're less confident, then that older piece kicks in.
Those working under an older supervisor may convince themselves their employer's promotion system is fair and their boss isn't so bad. Williams says that worker is likely justifying a system that's not fair just to avoid the mental conflict that could result from acknowledging an unfair system. Iowa Democratic Party leaders have unanimously approved a plan to hold caucuses in the same night as Iowa Republicans, but have Iowa Democrats use a mail-in card to express their presidential preference. The plan is being presented to the Democratic National Committee, which has already voted to deny Iowa Democrats the first go at voting in the 2024 presidential campaign. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Rita Hart says the new schedule of early voting states is still in flux, however, and the mail-in plan offers new flexibility. Iowa GOP Chair Jeff Kaufman says the mail-in idea is a charade and will do nothing to ensure both parties retain first-in-the-nation status for their caucuses. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a law that makes it illegal to use a mail-in system for the presidential delegate selection that starts with the caucuses. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Rita Hart says Democrats are united in conducting the most inclusive caucuses in history with mail-in participation, no matter what. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.